N4ZLK Mobile.
Where net is it?
40 minutes or so away.
Is that signal still good enough?
Good. I heard you the other night. It was a little rough. You sound real good right now.
Because of where the antennas are and the fact that there's no power online.
Conditions have kind of gone back and forth too. I've been hearing you on commercial radio too. You sound good.
I've been spending the time to try to get people to understand some of the things. It took me a couple of years to research.
Good Christmas.
Survived it, so.
I had a good one too. I'm just glad it's, well, I don't know. I'm not glad the season is almost over or over. I'm glad my work season is just about over for the Christmas holidays.
This whole thing is just out of control and scary. I had to talk to my social worker. I tried to get her to understand on the phone how serious this really is. And when I told her the story, she said, ugh. I said, yeah, well, you guys better stop, get off your soapbox and start standing up for this country and the people in it.
There's a lot of people who've been out of work. It didn't affect me that way. Fortunately, I feel for the people that have lost their jobs.
Planned consequence. This is all a power struggle, and this is all so that they get their way. This has nothing to do with anything else. And I think, you know, that's the whole thing in a nutshell.
I have my own thoughts on all of this, but there's such a big disagreement. And I don't know. To me, some things are pretty obvious. But I have very good friends who don't see it that way, so I try to be careful.
We're too careful. And here's the thing. You can't get someone to see a lie until you hit them in the head.
Yeah, I think there was an old saying about taking horses to water.
Military guy. And I didn't respect him much for what he did to me, but I will say this. I was watching on Quest last night. Some of the insane garbage the college kids are doing. If I ever did something like that and broke the law like that, I would not have to worry about the jail room. I'd have to worry about my dad. And believe me, whatever the jail would do to me, he'd do a lot worse.
You're right about that. And there is definitely a two-tier source of, or sense of justice to, or not sense, there is a two-tier justice system. How about that?
Republicans lose too good. There's no honor in losing.
You get scratchy again. I don't know. Are you on a handheld?
You're scratchy. Probably a bad spot, but I'll check in that when you're getting a standstill pop.
I'm pretty good. I've got a good bird's eye view of the repeater, so I shouldn't be scratchy on my end. But it's possible it is me.
Because they got one antenna. The antennas are 100 feet higher, and there's a small cable connecting. There's a lot of RF up there. So until you change those antennas and get rid of that problem, which is going to be a lot of rigging to do, you're going to have that problem. That's why moving the antenna up is a bad idea.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. I know they were doing some work on it and putting some new equipment. Wow. A guy without headlights just about T-boned him. He came out on White Horse Road and he came out of a side street, didn't even stop, and not running any lights.
Turn right there.
Third time today that I've had to slam on the brakes. The other two times I was in the big commercial vehicle. And it scared me a little more. I happened to see this one coming, or I might not have been able to stop. Goodness, I'm ready to be home.
See, why do people do, you know, they never do that.
People possibly started partying a little too soon. One lady tonight, well, I'm sorry, I can't say that. There was a lady in the passenger seat. She almost got T-boned by me tonight on 25. They decided to do a U-turn in a dark section of the road in a black car, and I couldn't see them until I was right up on them, and they weren't in any hurry to move out of the way.
And this is what I'm saying. One time, I drove a car one time outside. And it was during the day. I was going to go just as my friend's house. We wanted to play a joke on him. And I was careful. So I said to him, I said, now, when we get to where the bus stops, let me know before we get to it. He said, okay. I said, why? He says, why? I said, because I know when I'm going to jump out. So I started towing the brake before I got there. And so even before he said, he goes, okay, now, I locked up the brakes myself, but outside, missed the whole thing, went to my friend's house and drinking, had nothing to do with that. I knew what that kid was going to do because I would have been the same kid to do the same thing. Drinking had nothing to do with it. I should have drove and couldn't see. But you know what? You know, a cop was right there and looked at me and didn't even look back. He never questioned my judgment.
Okay, well, you knew what was going to happen, and I guess he knew you knew.
Right decision, because I wasn't going to hit anybody. And that's pretty good. And you know what? Any incident drinking I've ever made a decision, drunk or sober, any decision I made, I thought it through. And I knew whatever it is, if it was right or wrong, I still didn't do it. And if I was wrong, the next day I apologized to the person I did it to.
Goodbye. Because we are faced with decisions every day, and we've got to, we can't just sit around and not do anything because we can't decide.
That you don't know. Did you know that because of the profession I lived in, because of chemicals, 65% of the NASCAR drivers have issues not because of drinking, because of their profession, because of the racing profession, what they do with alcohol, nitro, and stuff? This is a normal thing in my profession. They won't tell you that because they don't want you to know that.
Know that. That's something new to me.
Something? You might never heard of J.D. Gibbs before.
J.D. Gibbs? I don't know. I don't know. It kind of sounds familiar, but I couldn't tell you for sure that I know who that is.
Will. Chase Elliott.
Heard of him. Followed him in a while. A few years ago, I'd watched it a little bit. I had some extra time, but it's been a few years.
What happened was, they said he violated the rules, which made no difference. He went out there and he beat the travel track by 10 seconds, starting in the back without his lucky daughter to get the lap back. And he beat him fair and square. He's now in the Hall of Fame because of it. All three in that family made the Hall of Best Car Hall of Fame. So if you want to look it up, and he said he beat NASCAR their own game.
I like to see that. I like to see people do that. And for is that okay?
Wait till you get home, because you're having a heck of a ride tonight, and not a good one. I pray you get there in one piece, because I want to let it clear.
Talk to you. Yeah, I'm keeping my eyes open. I'm on a two-lane road now that traffic moves pretty fast. The first thing that happened this morning, I was crossing a bridge and a guy was just driving in my side of the road and he was looking. I don't know what he was looking at, but his eyes were looking up. And that was the first thing that happened this morning. I'm ready to be home. Hope you have a happy new year, Al. Good to hear you. KI4MLN, N4ZLK. Talk to you later.
Where's KD? Anybody listening?
It's KD, N4ZLK. I believe your name is Larry, is that correct? This is Shane here.
Good to talk to you, Shane. Yeah, I'm just checking the radio out here. I moved it from one room to the other and just finished putting in the jumper. I wanted to see if it's working all right.
You did a good job, whatever you did. Yeah, I've heard you off and on. We talked years ago. I don't talk a lot, but I had a KC4 VSC was my original call. Got it back in the early 90s. I know I've talked to you a long time ago.
Very good. Biggest problem I got now is every time I transmit, it wipes out the TV. And wife said a while ago, she said the TV keeps messing up.
figure out which is more important.
I guess we'll have to have one night for ham and one night for TV, something like that.
Did you move your antenna too, or just the radio?
I moved it from the den to the bedroom here where I'm at, because it's easier to get to here on this table, and hopefully I can talk on it more, but I don't know now. We still got the TV problem.
RF coming off of that, the extension line, whatever you, I guess, if you ran a line, or are you doing, I thought you said jumper, so you're probably not doing crossband, are you?
Crossband, I got some Belden 9913 that runs just under the floor here where the radio's at, and then the short jumper. SWR reading is fairly, very good, but I don't know, we just got some overload on the TV antenna.
Figure that out, and of course if you didn't have that before and it happened right after this, then you know something is in that, so I hope you can figure it out all right.
Problem before the move, but yeah, it's just crazy. I don't know, the TV antenna's in the attic. We don't pay for TV, so I just stuck one up there, and we've tried all kind of experiments as far as where to put TV antennas here, and nothing really works very well for long, so I just put it in the attic, said, forget it. If, whatever it gets, whatever we get.
CBA?
CBA, go ahead. This is KC4SKD.
I used to have antenna TV and had a couple of young girls from Spectrum come to the door one day and they said, you know, what kind of TV service do you have? And I said, I have Able TV. And they said, Able, what's that? I said, whatever my TV's able to get, that's what I'll watch.
I have to remember that one. Go ahead, Shane.
David, this is Shane here, N4ZLK. I thought you were going to help him with his with the problem there. I'm sure somebody's listening that could probably had a better idea, but good to hear you, David.
No, you know, I don't have any ideas on that. There's a lot of people that probably listening that know a lot more about that than I do. I'll tell you a funny story. That is there's a guy named Sam. He lives in Sensenville. He's a silent key now, but we used to be friends, and his next door neighbor was complaining about his radio interfering with his TV. And so he went over there with his HT and held it down behind the TV and keyed it up. And the TV went off. He wound up having to buy the guy a new TV.
Good. I wonder if you talk about Sam Davis.
That's who it was. I couldn't remember his last name, and I can't remember his call, but I used to live in Simpsonville, not far from his house, and every time I talked to him on 2 meters, he was either going to eat or eating in a restaurant, or because he took his radio with him in the restaurant, and or he was coming back from eating. So that's he liked to eat, that was for sure. But he was a good fellow.
I can't remember his call either. I'm sad when he passed away, but yeah, he was a good fellow.
KC4UXM.
Right. I moved away and we kind of lost touch. I moved up to, I think it's when we moved up to Traverse Rest. Heck, I can't remember. It's been too long ago. Either Berea or Traverse, it might have been Berea, yeah. We bought a house in Berea and then on Huntsbridge Road, and then we moved to Traverse Rest. That's what it was.
was. But the next problem I got to fix is the other night when I went to hook the radio up, I grabbed the radio in one hand and the coax with the other hand and got shocked. I thought, my word, what's going on now? And I got my voltmeter out in between the neutral wire on the outlet and ground. I was getting 75 volts. I thought, oh boy, what's causing that?
Okay, oh my goodness. Yeah, I can't help you there either. I can do some wiring in the house, but when it comes to that, I wouldn't know what to do there. And yeah, that call was right. That was for Sam, KC4UXM. I remember that now. I can hear his voice. Go ahead, David.
Well, so that's on your green wire. You got 75 volts.
That's between the neutral wire and the coax, because the shield of the coax goes outside to the lightning arrestor. So I have started working. I have a wire pulled from the box to just above the wall here, and my next part of the project is to get the wire down inside the wall here and redo some of the wiring in the house, because some of it's original when the house was built in 1956, and already had to do some rewiring for some things, but I guess the time has come now to try to get the rest of it finished.
Sounds like it. And, but heck, that might be part of your problem right there.
So that, I know 75 will do some damage, but at least it wasn't more than that.
That's a Roger. I tell you what, I am not looking forward to working on that either, because the crawl space under this house is horrible, and it is torture crawling in and out. So I'm going to have to get a Saturday with some helpers up here and try to, you know, take all the outlets out and feed the wire down through and up to the next location. But got to get that fixed. That could be a potential serious, you know, problem there. Anyway, I got to jump out of here, and I don't remember who had it next, but I think I'll turn it back to David. I'll be listening a couple minutes, but y'all carry on. Appreciate the helping me check out the radio. KC4SKD.
Well, I'm getting ready to pull in the garage, so I'm going to say 73s too, so. Oh, me. Shane, I guess you're going to have it by yourself unless somebody else jumps in there. But anyway, y'all have a happy new year, and get to talk with you tonight. And I'll say 73s, KP4CBA, clear.
David, both of you have a good evening and happy new year to you. Good to talk to you. And the way my day's going, David, the way my day went today, I might just carry on a conversation with myself. Anyway. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK Mobile.
Yeah, now I'll try to remember that next time. Y'all take care. Have a good evening. KC4SKD.
KC4SKD, N4MNN.
How you doing? KC4SKD here.
So I guess you got the radio working, and maybe one of your outlets done at least.
Had a cord running over to the other bedroom hooked into a different outlet, not the one that's giving me some problems, but I did get the jumper fixed, and this is the first night I've used it. So far it seems to be doing okay.
That's fantastic. Yeah, well, I heard y'all in there talking, just want to give it a shout. I've been working on my new one here and figuring out a few things, and at the moment I'm sitting on the couch talking to you from the Bluetooth headset.
I got the old radio hooked up now. I wanted to try it for a few nights before I hooked that new one back up, make sure, you know, in case there is a problem, I don't want to blow up the new radio.
Gotcha, that's a good plan. Sounds real good. I just hear a slight AC hum in the background. It's very slight. Other than that, I think you're well on the way.
Yeah, I'm going to try the next couple of days to get this wire down the wall and at least get one outlet on the new circuit. And I was up there last night looking at the rest of the wires and where they go. I tell you what, that's going to be some more project to try to get this done. But we gotta get it done.
All right. Well, just give us a shout and do what we can. Help you out. I heard you signing out there a little while, and I'll let you go. Y'all have a good one, and I'll shout with you later on. KC4SKD and 4 in the NAM says a 3.
Thanks for coming back, talking for a minute, but I got a couple of things I got to do, and then won't be long, be time to take a shower and hit the sack, get ready for another day. So we'll talk with you later, KC4SKD.